This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The city of Oakland has fired Lee Hansen, former chief of staff, to recalled Mayor Sheng Tao. This comes after an FBI probe revealed a note where Hansen referred to black people as, quote, tokens during an anti-recall strategy meeting. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, this is not a good look. How did we come to see these notes?
Well, it's part of the FBI investigation into Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao and allegations of bribery and corruption involving the city's recycling provider. The FBI subpoenaed thousands of documents, texts, and that just did a complete blitz on Oakland and on the port of Oakland, and these were returned. Now, what happened was the news media turned around and asked of Oakland for copies of whatever was turned over to the FBI, and that led to this big document dump, including this sort of hand-scrawled notepad on which the former chief of staff laid out a number of different things. And one of them was this very shorthand, you know, shorthands on the opponent, shorthand ideas on what the mayor's strategy should be, TV schedule, what days of the week, what the messaging should be. And up there is talking about asking one of the city council members to outreach to the NAACP. And then there's this dash and it says use BP as tokens. Now, to some people that would read, okay, reach out to the NAACP and use black people as tokens in support of Sheng Tao. Hansen, however, says that no, that actually what it's being taken out of context, and she was trying to say was that some black people were being used as tokens by the recall group of rich white people, and that she wanted to make that an issue. Whatever the case, loaded language, written down, and released by the FBI, and now Ms. Hansen is out.
Have we heard from the NAACP?
Well, we have. There was, you know, this, Mark, I gotta tell you, this is really, you know, in terms of politics and whatever, this group under Mayor Sheng Tao was really the gang that couldn't shoot straight. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure they could load the gun right. The idea of reaching out to the NAACP was crazy. The local chapter of the NAACP had been opposing Sheng Tao ever since she fired Laron Armstrong as the police chief. That was one of the biggest reasons for the recall. So reaching out to them was like, that was reaching into a fire. The NAACP is calling for her termination. As a matter of fact, they were scheduled a press conference for today, this morning. So I think, you know, Oakland sort of made a preemptive move. Acting Mayor Kevin Jenkins just, you know, said this is not the way things should be done in Oakland, regardless.
All right, thanks as always. That is insider Phil Matier, and Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.